Ksuva is Yerushalmi, corresponds to Ksuva Savli, Daf Kofhei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel on the base, on the 10th line, Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Kishem Jatruma, Chazoka le Kahuna, Kachmasa Rishon, Chazoka le Levi Yishite. The Bible says for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, just like Truma makes a Chazoka for Kahuna, the Master Rishon is a Chazoka for Leviya. Ba'achilik al pi beis din ena chazaka l'kahuna ani eime truma nafraloi ma'avi imai koyen. One who received the share of truma from inheritance according to beis din, it's not a chazaka for kahuna, I can say it came to him through his mother's father, who was a koyen. Amar bishmo b'vyoisi miyamai le'adzi edus upam achas he'adzi ve'alisi eved l'kahuna. Bishmo b'vyoisi said, I never testified. Once I testified, I almost established a slave for kahuna. B'vyisak ben chakula should say, Rav Shimon, Rebbe, Chad Hele Ach Mipi Achiv, Nechona Hele Ben Mipi Aviv, Chad LeKahuna, Nechad LeLeviya. Rav Yitzchak Ben Chakula and Rav Shimon Rebbe, one of them established a brother through testimony of his brother, and one of them established a son through testimony of his father. One was for Kahuna and one was for LeLeviya. Chad Barnash also Legabe to Rebbe, say, Amalei Beni Hu Zeh V'Koyen Hu. A man came in front of Rebbe and said, this is my son, he's a Koyen. Amalei binchahu ve'in a koyin. Rebbe said he's established to be your son, but he's not established to be a koyin. Amalei uchiya ruba imaminoi at shu benoi haminu shu koyin. Vimein at lamina shu koyin, al taminu shu benoi. Uchiya ruba asked him, if you believe him that he's your son, believe him that he's a koyin. And if you don't believe him that he's a koyin, don't believe him that he's your son. Amalei benoihu ela aniyaime ben gushu ben chalutsu. Rebbe said, I believe that he's his son, but I say that perhaps he's a son of a divorcee or chalutsa, and therefore he's a halal, and does not have Kedushas Kahuna. Amalei Avin, Ochein, Amalei Imaminoi, At Shu Benoi, Hemina Shu Koyen. Vim Ein At Maminoi Shu, which is Shu Benoi, Hemina Shu Koyen, Vyase Kehochag Eidus, Vyheineman Olav. Vim Avin says that Rav Chiya Ruba said to Rebbe, indeed, perhaps the Torah believed the father to identify his children for Mammon, which is inheritance, but not for Issa. Even so, if you believe him that he's his son, automatically you believe in that he's a Kohen. If you don't believe that he's a son, believe him that he is a Kohen, and this is like distance testimony, means of a stranger, not of a relative, and he's believed about him, because one witness establishes Kohuna. Amaloi benoyhu ela ani oime ben gusho v'chalutsuhu. Rebbe told of Chia, I believe him that he's a son, but I say that perhaps he's a son of a divorcee or a chalutsa. Lekein am Rav Yitzchak ben Chakula Rav Shimon b'Rebbe chad hele ach al pi achiv Chona Hele Ben Mipi Aviv, Name Meshehele, I should say Rabbi Shimon, Berebi, Es Ach Mipi Aviv. The assumption is that didn't Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chakula and Rabbi Shimon Rabbi, one of them established a brother through his brother, and one of them established a son through his father. Let's say that since Rabbi Shimon Rabbi established a brother through his brother, presumably he holds like his father, who does not establish a son through his father. Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Chakula established a son through his father. I feel the same of Ben Mipi Aviv the Levia. The Gemara rejects that you can even say that Rabbi Shimon Rebbe established a son through his father, but that's for Levia, and there's no concern for a halal.